From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Healthcare officials in Los Angeles have unveiled plans to close all but one of the county's dozen clinics and reduce service at their outpatient health centers. Officials quoted by the LA Times say a $200 million deficit necessitates the cuts, and there may be more if the projected deficit grows. They expect private nonprofit clinics to step into the gap so public money can focus on trauma, hospital, and specialty care, which state and federal governments reimburse in large part. Meanwhile, in Sacramento, the Senate Budget Committee has approved a $1 billion package of emergency cuts to prevent California from running out of cash. Education and Medi-Cal appear to be the hardest hit by the budget acts. Republicans didn't vote on the package, saying they didn't have enough time for review. But they don't have much more time. The full Senate is expected to consider the package tomorrow. The subprime mortgage market meltdown delivers a little silver lining to California's hot housing market. Home prices have dropped in most counties, but not enough to make home ownership affordable to the middle class. So says a study out today from the California Budget Project. Researchers found no county where the median household income is high enough to purchase a median-priced house. Scott Graves is the report's lead author.
Many Californians who want to use conventional low-risk financing to purchase homes continue to be locked out of homeownership in every county in the state.
Study authors call on state government to step in and encourage more affordable housing construction. Mexican President Felipe Calderón is in Los Angeles today, wrapping up a five-day visit north of the border. He was in Sacramento yesterday, meeting with top state officials. Tamara Keith reports.
Honored guests, I am proud to present to you His Excellency Felipe Calderón Hinojosa, President of the United Mexican States.
Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez introduced Mexican President Felipe Calderón to a joint session of the legislature. Calderón's first visit to the U.S. since taking office more than a year ago has focused on reshaping the immigration debate, and he wasted no time yesterday getting to the issue.
I strongly believe that ensuring a better future for California and Mexico demands cooperation between us. Ensuring a better future for California and Mexico requires making immigration an orderly, humane, and safe process, respectful of human rights.
He said closing the doors to immigration was the wrong approach, and said he was working to improve the economy in his own country so Mexican citizens wouldn't have to leave in search of higher-paying jobs. Calderón also talked about an ambitious infrastructure improvement plan in Mexico, noting the parallels to California's building projects. The president met privately with Governor Schwarzenegger and was later joined by environmental officials from both sides of the border. Standing across a conference room table from each other, the governor and president exchanged black folders, holding a freshly signed memorandum of understanding, agreeing that California and Mexico will work together on environmental issues.
I'm so fond of you because you believe very strongly in building the economy, but at the same time protecting the environment. And I think this is a key thing because you can't do both at the same time.
The state has already signed on to environmental agreements with about a dozen states, countries, and Canadian provinces. This agreement is less specific than some of those. The Sierra Club's Bill McGovern says it's a start.
We would certainly like to see California and Mexico address a lot of the important issues, including not only air quality and renewable energy, but water quality, where you've got sewage being put into the ocean. So there's certainly a lot of areas for potential cooperation.
Calderón continued his day with visits to the Napa Valley and Los Angeles, where he met with Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
The air in the San Joaquin Valley is notoriously dirty, in part due to explosive population growth in recent years. 2 years ago, air regulators implemented some of the nation's most aggressive measures on real estate developers to curb sprawl-related smog, including millions of dollars in fees and tough green building standards. But the program has been slow to take off, as Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Some valley developers have embraced the new rules. They've installed features to reduce air pollution that comes with new commuters and their new houses.
This is one of the model homes at Copper River Ranch. And as we head straight back into the family room, there's a fireplace here that you'll notice is a gas fireplace.
Jeff Roberts is with Granville Homes. The company is building 2,800 units on what used to be a grape vineyard in North Fresno. It's installed gas fireplaces, special lanes for bicycles and electric vehicles, and sockets in backyards to let homeowners plug in electric lawnmowers. Roberts turns on a faucet and says he's especially proud of the on-demand water heaters in every house.
And you can see the water is already getting warm. There is no heating of water that occurs all day long in a tank. There is no impact on the air quality because there's no burning of hydrocarbons to create the hot water. It only occurs when you need it.
Granville Homes is working to comply with the new air rules, but many other developers haven't started. Part of the problem is developers throughout the Central Valley are shelving projects because of the slump in the housing market. Other developers don't want to pay the air pollution fee, especially when it's so hard to pass any extra costs along to buyers. The Air District has collected about $5 million from the program so far. It says developers who have paid are averaging $500 or $600 a house. That isn't much to pass on to a homeowner, says Air District Attorney Philip Jay.
There's ample proof to show that the district is not overcharging these developers. They're basically getting charged for their fair share of air pollution.
But developers have filed two lawsuits against the Air District, arguing cars, not houses, cause smog. Nick Camerata is an attorney for the California Building Industry Association.
There's nothing about this fee that will encourage anybody to buy, you know, a more fuel-efficient vehicle. There's nothing that will result in more people taking mass transit or carpooling or any of the things you might usually think about that would improve air quality.
A Fresno judge is expected to rule on the developer's suit in the next few weeks. In the meantime, the Air District says it's stepping up efforts to collect from developers who haven't paid. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Thursday, February 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org.